I've got to say, when it comes to living my life, I can use all the help I can get. Michelle Jones, international life skills expert. Michelle, good morning. I don't know where you'd start with me, so we probably don't want to talk about me this morning, okay?
Good morning, Todd. Great to be with you.
Yeah, I wouldn't want you to commit to something that maybe yours and my lifespan wouldn't cover. So,
you think a very big project to take on, right?
Well, are you up for a challenge? That's the question.
I am. I'm up for it.
Look, enough about me. Look, we're talking about kids this morning, and we're going to touch on a couple of things. One of the things that a lot of parents and grandparents seem to be doing and saying that kids don't seem to be self-reliant anymore. And as you get older, you start to throw in the line, in my day, and of course in my day things were always harder. We'd walk 100 miles to school, we didn't have water, couldn't afford oxygen. But it seems more and more that parents seem to be mollycoddling their kids, and your thinking is that they have to give up some control.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is mollycoddling. Like, we're really in a state at the moment of a lot of fear-based parenting, cottonwool parenting, whatever you would like to call it, and it really is actually restricting the young adult child, and it's causing some real concern.
Okay, so where do we begin? Do we believe that in 2017 the world is a dangerous place, the kids can't go to the park and play because there are horrible people lurking around? But what we seem to be doing is we seem to be extending that concern and fear into teenagers, into adolescents, and into young adults.
Yeah, and I think it goes beyond, you know, going to the park and the fears associated from your example there. It's actually now the one that we hear a lot of is the price of housing, and they can't afford it, and, you know, and they're never going to be able to get out on their own, and they're never going to be able to get into their own home. And I'm like, is that really what it's all about? So we started to delve a lot into this, and through the Live Your Best Life programs that we've been creating on this topic of Independence Day, we literally have realized that it's sending a message to the child that they're not capable, that you're not going to be resourceful enough to figure it out. And the argument is, well, if they're not out, how do they develop the life skills to be able to create those interactions and negotiations that are required to move them forward in life?
Okay, now, we know that kids are diabolically clever. And what you're saying is sending a message, but is it also giving them a green light to say, I don't need to try?
I don't need to try. And, you know, I hear, we've been hearing a lot in relation to this topic, because it's sparking quite a healthy debate around, well, you know, we can't really get them out because of all these reasons. And I'm like, well, they don't need to have the best of everything. They don't need the shiny new car. They don't need the best of all the appliances. It's like, get them out and actually get those life skills starting to be developed around what they contribute in the wider world. What is it that they can do? I don't know about you, Todd, but I had, you know, time out of home in my uni years, and that was where I learned some of my negotiation skills around, well, that's my milk in the fridge, who drank it? You know, you start to really develop how you find your way in world by those interactions with the wider group of who you actually hang out with, rather than outside the family home.
Well, I came home one day, my parents told me they were moving to the Gold Coast, and I wasn't going with them. So
there you go.
So I decided maybe I need to get a flat because mum and dad are going and there's no seat in the vehicle. So that's
what I love about all those stories, because this is what we've been hearing now, is that everyone who tells me the story that, you know, mum and dad did kick me out, or I just realised I needed to get out on my own to explore the world, is everybody turned out okay. You know, like everyone that we're speaking with, they actually found their way. And there's a lot of studies to back up what we're talking about here, not just the own case studies that we've done here at Live Your Best Life, but it literally is proven through various points of research. You've got kids that are in that 21-24 age bracket that if they haven't left home, there's a decline in the amount of money and that they're going to earn, which impacts on the wealth that they'll accumulate, which also impacts on their career progression and the type of work that they undertake. They'll be less likely to move into, you know, more of the leadership style roles.
But that flies in the face of what parents are saying. They're saying, look, if we kick our kids out of home now, they're not going to make enough money, they're not going to get savings, they're not going to be able to buy a house, their life will be horrible, and they'll live with us till they're 65.
I know, and we've now got the parents coming to us where, you know, seemingly their child has everything at hand, you know, that they've got a great home, they've got an okay job, they have food on the table, we've bought them the car, that they are still depressed. And there's a scary number of statistics backing up now in this age group that if they haven't left home, they probably are going to be more depressed and have anxiety. And they're on antidepressants by the age of 22. So we're getting the parents who are at their wits' end saying, we need help. So they're coming to Live Your Best Life to actually find out how they can work with their child or their adult child in this area. So we're working with the parent and the child together.
So the kids are depressed and the parents are angry.
And, you know, and as harsh as it is, we've had to have the conversations that as the parent, you're actually enabling this and you're contributing to this. And we need to have the parent on their own path to their own Independence Day as much as the child. Now, we're not abolishing family home units in any way. I want to make that clear because every case is different. You know, it's a case by case. But what needs to happen is this adult child needs to understand that they are contributing and they are growing, and that is outside of their parents' control. And that actually allows them to come back home, should they want to, and have to, their story is different. The quality time, and it's not all about just sitting around being provided everything.
Michelle, that's fantastic. I think you've just set free hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of parents across the Hunter by saying it is okay to push the youngsters out of the nest by 21.
Well, look, it is also a little bit selfish on the kids. The parents have worked hard. They deserve their own life as well. And, you know, the parents need to give up that identity to some extent. And we're really willing to help any parent because it's the parents that are coming to us, especially after I've had some debate on this, where they're going, how can I do that? I really agree with you, even though there's a lot of debate on either side of the coin. So Live Your Best Life. We're here. If you want to help, find a way to kick your adult child out of the world.
Michelle, thank you very much for your time this morning. We will chat in the near future. Have a great day.
Great, Todd. Thank you.
So there you go. I'd imagine there's going to be some children in the 20s heading home today to some very, very bad news. 13 to 10.